For the only thing that pleases God is what he does himself. All things are from you and through you and to you. To you be all the glory, Lord. His name is Jesus Christ. And his name is the name above every name. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And he is most definitely the Son of God, the only begotten. And he is the Son of Man. And we know him as such. The child of the perfectly divine, himself eternal, and the child of humanity, fulfilling what Adam lost, fulfilling what was incomplete in David's kingship. Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He is the Son. And to say that he's the Son is not just to say he's fully divine. It means he relates to God a certain way, as a son would to a father. And that's his heart. He's saying, oh, if you could enter in to a sonship like I have, you will be as invincible as I was on the earth. You can be forsaken of men and disappointed by earthly fathers and still be whole. He's saying, you think as charismatics and Pentecostals that the Holy Spirit is for your super-duper worship services. It's the Spirit who makes us sons of God. Hear what the Spirit is saying, not what your earthly fathers have said, not what your whining friends are saying and complaining about. Depend on man. Do you want to be supernatural or not? Do you want to depend on men even in an apostolic thing? Or are we going to do this right from the get-go? By the Spirit. Man, I like the Holy Ghost. For the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revelation of the sons. Creation is not waiting for the revelation of a charismatic movement that will contribute to a greater whole. When we come into a sonship, then we glorify God in the way he wants to be revealed in his life. Do we dare speak as though we can relate to God the Father the way Jesus did? We have the same Spirit. He says, if I stay physically proximate to you, you can't experience what I did. Do you really believe it's to your advantage he goes away physically? Do you really believe that God gave you something better than that by giving you your own relationship to the Father through the Spirit in the name of the Son?
It is not a work that we have that has anything to do with making good in this world. It has everything to do with another age, another realm, another kingdom. And everything they do and we do should be put in the context of the return of Jesus Christ. Period. He is coming back. And that alone is the framework of your life. Not what you can accomplish in the eyes of men, but the revelation of him in fire at the end of the age. And what that event reveals in our lives. That is the context in which we should live every day and pray and raise our kids and preach the gospel. When the church loses her grip on the reality of eternity and everlasting life, she will lose her motivation to work, or she will exchange her motivation for something carnal and worldly. Of all people, we should be absorbed, fascinated, motivated by the reality that this age and everything about it is already decaying, passing away, and is worthless. With all of its grandeur and its splendor, with all of its facade of everlastingness, eternality. Just being in New York and seeing all the flash and the pictures, just the way people look on a, you know, on a big screen television in the middle of the pride and the arrogance, fakeness and the falsehood that you just see on these little things you see on the airplane when the screen comes down and they're interviewing entertainers like they're gods. Look at the impression they're trying to give. This is what is forever. This is of lasting quality. I'm thinking to myself, every last bit of what they're doing, even their bodies, even the beauty on their faces, with all the cosmetics that make them look the way they look. And even if they're naturally beautiful, one day, if they don't die completely wrinkled and decayed, after here, that body's trashed anyway. It gives the impression that this is what lasts forever. But of all people, we should be thoroughly bathed in the reality that everything about this life, even your body, will not last. Do you live that way? It is slipping away quickly. This age is a runaway train going to a certain doom. Do you know this? He's coming back, and his reward is with him, and his kingdom will be with him. And everything you did for him on that day, that is what you'll have
forever.
And everything you did for him that was not for him or not from him will die. You'll never see it again. So the question is, do we live our lives and work our ministries and what we do in light of eternity, in light of the return of the Lord, the judge? Or have we been tricked by this age, its facades of long-lastingness that in fact is nothing but a facade, it's nothing but a fake? It is going to be one of the most sobering, deeply challenging, shocking moments of the day of the Lord. It's coming. Every one of us will stand before God and give an account. And everything we did that is wood, hay, and stubble will burn. And I'm telling you, there are people in this room right now who've spent much of their lives in dead works. Your accomplishments are going to burn. Because there are things you are doing, things you're even praying or not praying, that are not from the Spirit. They are from the flesh. They are religious. And if you don't like hearing about it now, just wait till Judgment Day. Jesus is coming back. And this life and the religious system is trying to find a way to glorify the temporary beauty of this life and call it eternal. Don't buy it. Be in love with his appearing. Live for eternity. Do you long and groan for that day, or is it barely even a consideration? According to the New Testament and the consistency and the frequency of its witness to this age, it should be the norm to meditate on these things, to be motivated by these things, and to work toward the goal of these things, and to groan for them. Therefore, I pray for me, and I pray for them, that you will give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ and in the things that belong to heaven. That by gift, by grace, you will insert into our heart and just put it in there like something that it gets inserted in and then expands once it's in there. Eternity. Values tacked on eternity. Choices based on eternity. Prayers motivated by eternity. A loss in this life, even if things dear, because eternity is real. We want to be motivated by the beauty of your kingdom, by the fact that we will live with you, enjoying the things that we do through the cross.